Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13@greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. Our listener support campaign continues. You can support the show on a one-time basis at support.greatdetectives.net or also send in a donation via Zelle to box13@greatdetectives.net. Today, our focus is on our Patreon campaign. You can become an ongoing Patreon supporter at patreon.greatdetectives.net. And support the program on a monthly basis with as little as $2 a month. It really does make such a great difference in terms of what we are able to rely on and plan for. And part of what our Patreon support has created is a situation where we will actually have a summer series. And you can actually vote on that if you become one of our Patreon supporters at a level of $2 or more between now and the end of March. Just go to patreon.greatdetectives.net and appreciate your support. All right, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date on this one, March the 11th of 1947. And this one is the Joe Easton car theft ring.
Here we are, Mary. All out for the 10th Street Gymnasium.
If what you say about this place is true, Blackie, I'm going to be all in.
I get exhausted watching the kids myself. Ooh. Here, I'll get out your side.
Okay.
You want to referee one of the basketball games or a boxing match?
I'll just sit and watch, thank you. How many boys in the club now, Blackie?
Exactly 100, and we started with only 5 6 months ago.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Isn't that swell? Here, this door over here. I'll go right into the gymnasium itself.
Okay. 100 boys. How does Tom Allison, the gym instructor, handle so many at one time?
He doesn't. The place is like a madhouse half the time, with 100 kids yelling to do the same things all at once. Well, hold your ears.
Okay. 100 kids yelling and screaming.
Quiet in here, isn't it?
It's quiet and empty, too. Are you sure we're in the right place?
In the right place, on the right day, and at the right time, but something's wrong.
Oh, well, somebody just came through that door over there now.
There's the gym instructor. Oh, Allison!
Oh, hello, Blackie. Miss Wesley.
Hi, Tom.
Allison, what's the matter? Where are all the kids?
I don't know, Blackie. They didn't show up yesterday or the day before that.
Why not?
I don't know. They just stopped coming here. They started quitting in twos and threes a couple of weeks ago. We don't even get enough now for a basketball game.
Understand this at all.
Well, maybe the boys stopped coming because they couldn't afford it.
No, Miss Wesley, everything is free. Blackie pays all fees and has bought all their equipment.
Oh, Blackie. Oh, Blackie, you never told me that.
I didn't think it was important, but this is. Those kids were having a good time here. I know it because I've watched them. I could tell. Why have they stopped coming here all of a sudden? Now, why?
And now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friends.
I can't understand why the boys have stopped coming here, Allison. The gym was built especially for them, and they seem to appreciate it.
Yes, I know they did, Blackie. They were screaming for a place to play their games, have their contests, besides out in the street. That's where they are now. Out on the street again.
Mr. Allison, have you talked to any of the boys to find out what the trouble is?
I've tried talking to them, Miss Wesley, but they just say they're not interested in Jim anymore.
That can't be right. I'm going to find out about this.
Well, here's one of the boys.
It's Bobby Barton, isn't it?
Yes. Hello, Bobby. I haven't seen you for a long time.
Well, you ain't going to see me for a long time again. I just came by to get my sweater. I must have left it here. Oh, hiya, Blackie.
Hello, Bobby. What's the matter? Why aren't you guys coming to the gym anymore?
We're tired of Jim, Blackie. We got something better to do.
You have what?
Oh, plenty. Come over here to the window. I'll show you.
This ought to be interesting. What's out there, Bobby?
Well, take a look for yourself. See the kids over there across the street by the big car?
Yes, I see them.
Look, Blackie, those boys are... They're picking up something off the sidewalk.
Yeah, scrambling for money, Mary. That big fellow by the car is tossing it to them.
That's Joe Easton, Blackie. Yeah, he says there are a lot better things to do than waste time in a gym playing games. And he's right.
Oh, he is he?
Blackie, who's Joe Eastman?
Joe Eastman? Ex-racket guy just out of jail.
Yeah, he's in the chips, Blackie. He's really making dough. And he says if we'll string along with him and he likes us, well, maybe he'll show us how we can make plenty of dough, too. Well, he hasn't yet, but we're hoping.
Oh, I see.
And anybody knows you can't make any money fooling around in a gymnasium. Ah, this stuff is out for us, Blackie. Easton's got the right idea about things. And Jim ain't it.
Hey, no, Bobby, listen, wait a minute, will you?
No, nothing doing, Blackie. Some of the kids may find out I've been hanging around here and tell Joe Easton I'm going soft.
So that's what it is. Joe Easton.
Yes, Allison, that's it.
Blackie, if those boys do what Easton tells them to do, they're asking for trouble.
Well, Easton doesn't know it yet, Mary, but he's asking for trouble himself. I tell you, Faraday, you've got to do something about Joe Easton.
Do something about Easton, huh, Blackie? What? I don't have a thing on him. Now go away and don't bother me.
Look, I'm not kidding, Faraday. Easton's been out of jail just about, well, a little over a month, and he's already throwing money around as if he owned the U.S. Mint.
Well, it's no crime to have money. You don't have to... Faraday speaking.
Faraday, this is Blake.
Oh, hello, Commissioner. Just a minute. No wisecracks, Blackie. This is the police commissioner.
Talk to him, but then you're going to listen to me.
Quiet. Yes, Commissioner?
Faraday, have you been paying any attention to the number of automobiles stolen the last few weeks?
Well, I've seen the reports, Commissioner Blake.
Well, take another look. In the last 30 days, more than 200 cars have been stolen off the streets of this city.
Well, I thought it was something
Listen,
like
Faraday,
that, but...
I want you and your department to get to work.
On stolen cars, Commissioner? But this is the homicide department.
I know it's the homicide department, but this is a big racket. And you know what happens in these big rackets.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, there's a killing. And there's work for the homicide department.
But Commissioner Blake...
Look, Faraday... Do you know how many of those stolen cars have been found? None. And do you know why?
Yes,
I'll tell
was
you
talking
why.
To the...
Because they aren't being sold. We can't trace one of them. This is something different in car thefts. This is something new and big. The cars just don't show up. Not one of them. And do you know where we've checked?
Yes,
I'll tell
I
you where. We've checked every agency, every car lot, every storage garage. And every police force in the country is doing the same thing. We've even kept an eye on the export trade. But not one of the stolen cars has shown up anywhere. Do you know what that means, Faraday?
Sure,
I'll
Commissioner
tell you
Blake.
What it, means. It means we're up against big-time thieves. Smart operators with a brand-new way of getting rid of stolen cars. They aren't taking those cars for the fun of it. Now, get your men on it right away, and you go to work on it, too. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Commissioner.
Now, about Joe Easton, Faraday.
Get out of here with Joe Easton, Blackie. I've got to start worrying about 200 stolen automobiles that just disappeared into thin air. How could 200 cars disappear, Blackie? And why can't it happen to you?
Your temper's worse, but your humor's improving. Look, Faraday, I'll work on those stolen cars with you if you will help me take care of Joe Easton now.
Will you forget Joe Easton?
Do you want to forget why you're on the police force?
I'm not forgetting it. My job is to protect the people of this city.
The teenagers of this town are people, Faraday.
Who said they weren't? And what's Easton got to do with teenagers anyhow?
Plenty. They think he's a great, big, wonderful hero, and maybe they're going to want to be like him. Before long, Joe Easton will be the idol of every teenaged boy in this town. And if we don't show them what's wrong with this guy, Easton, the town's going to be overrun with juvenile delinquents.
You don't have to tell me that, Blackie. I know it. Well, I better get the commissioner on the phone. I think he'll agree that the kids in this town are more important than stolen cars. Then we'll get to work on Easton.
That ignition box attached to the engine, Harry?
Yeah, Johnny, it's all hooked up. Well, you can check another 1947 Buick off the list the boss gave me.
With great pleasure, my friend. This makes our quarter for the day. Three Buicks, 1947 variety.
Yeah. Hey, we're sure short one 1941 Payson. Well, I guess I better close up this hood, huh?
Well, we'd attract a lot less attention if we drive this thing off with the hood down. Ready to get in the car?
Yeah, I'm ready. The hard way.
Yeah. Shame the brakes such a nice, pretty window, ain't it?
Yeah, breaks my heart. People will lock car doors, though.
Well, let's go.
Yeah, let's get going. What are you laughing about, John?
This racket of ours. So easy. No risk once we get the cars.
Yeah, it's slick, all right. Yeah, but we got every cop in town going crazy trying to figure out what happens to the cars we snatch.
Uh-huh. And this is another one they'll never find. But never.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Easton.
Yeah?
Mr. Easton, this is John Wallace.
Hello, John. How'd it go today?
Fine. We got 3 1947 Buicks, all right. But only one of the patients we wanted.
Not bad. Not bad at all. But look, we want to keep up our quota. Add another patient to your list for tomorrow.
All right. They're hard to find, Mr. Easton.
No, they're not. You're just not going in the right neighborhoods. Try uptown tomorrow.
Won't that be a little risky?
Not if you and Harry are careful. Get your quota with Amara. Plus one.
Well, we can try.
Do better than try. Do it.
Yes, sir.
Someone at the door. Call me again tomorrow.
Yeah, sure. Goodbye.
Bye. Come in.
Hello, Easton.
Well, Boston Blackie. Come in, stranger. Have a chair. Cigar. This is certainly a welcome visit.
Drop the act, Easton. Sure. You know why I'm here.
Sure, I know.
Lay off those kids, or I'll take care of you personally.
Ah, threat?
Well, what do you know? Threat from Boston Blackie means only one thing. I've arrived. I'm successful. I'm on my way up.
You're on your way down and out, Easton. I've just decided that.
I'll find out what kind of racket you've got going for you, and I'll take care of it and you.
Oh, Blackie, you're hurting my feelings. Well, you know I'm not doing anything wrong, or should I say... You'll never find out what I'm doing wrong.
Don't bet. Only that's not important right now. You're a hero to the kids of this town, with your car and that big bankroll of yours that you keep flashing. I don't happen to like that.
Jealous, Blackie? That's too bad. But kids always admire a successful man. And I'm just beginning. I'm only just beginning.
That's what you think. Easton, take my word for it. I'm going to bust you and your racket wide open. I'm going to do it for those kids. And I'm not kidding.
Harry.
Huh?
Harry, look just up ahead of us. 1941 Payson. Just what Easton wants.
Yeah, John, but look a little closer. Something in it the boss don't want. A guy.
Yeah, I see him. Got to get that car. We're behind on Payson's. Come on. Go around to the driver's side. I'll open the door. You let him feel your gun on his ribs.
Now let him know it's loaded.
Don't worry. Here goes.
Hey. I'll drive this car for you, mister.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Your back isn't a water pistol, bud.
Come on, get out, pal. Don't start any trouble.
I will not.
Oh, kid, and we drag you out.
No,
get
you
out of
won't.
There.
Please.
Shut him up, John.
Please.
Neighborhood's lousy with cops.
I'm scared.
One already. This
please.
Guy can describe us, Harry. So you know what?
Yeah, I know what. I know what to do with this cop, too.
Look out, Harry. You're going to open up on us. All right, beat it, John. I'm going to get this cop.
Out. You got him. Now let's go.
All right. What about the car?
Never mind the car.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Joe Easton, big-time racketeer, is becoming the idol of increasing numbers of teenage boys. Blackie and Inspector Faraday fear a wave of juvenile delinquency unless Easton is sent to prison. But so far, no one knows what Easton is doing. To make matters worse, there's been a wave of automobile thefts. The stolen cars have just disappeared into thin air. During one theft, however, a car owner is killed and a policeman wounded. As we return to our story, Inspector Faraday is at the hospital, questioning the wounded cop, while Boston Blackie listens.
Can't you give us a better description of those car thieves, Callahan?
Well, I'm sorry, Inspector Faraday, but I didn't get very close, and then I passed out when that bullet hit my shoulder.
Yeah.
All I know is those fellows were both tall. There was one blonde and the other dark.
Not much to go on, Faraday.
No, it isn't, Blinky. Mal, don't worry about it anymore, Callahan. You just stay here and rest and do what the doctor tells you. I'll be back to see you in a day or two, huh?
Thanks, Inspector. So long, Blackie.
So long, Callahan.
I'm burning, Blackie. It isn't enough. Those guys are swiping cars by the handful and making them disappear. Now they've killed a man and wounded a policeman. And Commissioner Blake was sure right when he said homicide would be in on this stolen car case.
Funny thing, Faraday. You showed me the list of stolen cars this morning, and I noticed something.
Huh?
The list showed about an equal number of all the major makes of cars.
So what?
So these cars seem to be stolen according to, well, some kind of a plan. As if the thieves just didn't steal any car, but only certain cars. Now, what kind were they after when they killed that man?
A 1941 Payson, with a guy in it.
Mm-hmm.
A guy they killed. And there were two other cars, brand new, with nobody in them, on the block.
They didn't get the Payson, did they?
No, they didn't.
Well, I'd like to borrow a 1941 Payson car, Faraday, and one of your men.
Why?
I'm going to use that car as bait. And you just wait to see what I catch. Getting impatient, Johnson?
No, Blackie, but we might have picked a more comfortable doorway to hide in, something a little better neighborhood.
Don't worry, Johnson. The first 5 hours of waiting are the hardest.
Oh, it's going to be light again pretty soon. You think they'll steal that Payson out there after the sun comes up?
They've stolen cars in daylight before. I think we're making progress. The same two men drove by a minute ago and slowed down.
They've done that 5 or 6 times already, Blackie, and then driven on. Maybe they're just curious about that Payson we parked out there. Maybe they think something's wrong, maybe.
I think they're casing the car to make sure that everything's all right.
Well, all I hope is my wife believes my story when I get home. I've never stayed out all night before.
I'll vouch for you, Johnson.
That'll do it, Blackie. She's heard about you.
Hey, hold it, Johnson.
Hmm?
Here comes the car again.
Slowing up again, too?
It's doing better than that. It stopped this time.
Maybe this is it, huh?
I think it is. Oh, they're getting out. Well, one of them's getting out.
Yeah, it's just what we want, Harry.
Hear that, Johnson?
Yeah.
Going for the car.
Well, let's grab it then. The key's in it. I don't know. I'll have a look.
When do we take them, Buck? In a minute.
Well, the key's in it? Yeah. Just too easy. You go on. I'll collect this one by myself. Okay. See you later.
Too bad, Johnson. We're only going to get one of them.
Won't one be enough, Blackie?
For now. We'll give this guy enough time to prove he's what we want.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Come on, let's grab him.
You stay back, Blackie. You may try to shoot it out.
I've been shot at before. Come on, let's go. Quick, he's getting in the car.
All right, you. What are you doing in that car?
What do you care? Oh, cop,
huh? Keep your hands away from your pockets.
Yeah, you want to stop
him? Look out, Blackie. He's going for a ride.
Oh, no, he isn't. He's going for a ride.
Hey. That was some punch, Blackie. Hate to have you mad at me.
I wasn't even mad at this guy, Johnson. In fact, I like him. He's one of Easton's old gang, John Walters. And he's going to be very helpful to us when he wakes up. But let's not disturb his sleep until we get him to Faraday's office.
Come on, Walters, talk. Talk or I'll keep you in jail so long, you'll start getting your mail there.
Leave me alone, will you, Faraday?
Sure, I'll leave you alone. When you talk.
I'll take over, Faraday. You relax.
No, not Blackie, no. If it isn't one of you, it's the other. Let me get some rest, will you? Let me get some rest, will you?
Hold your head up. I said hold
your
head up.
Stop, Blackie. Let me alone. I'll talk.
That's being a smart boy.
I'm not smart. I'm tired. I've got to sleep. What do you want to know?
Who are you working for?
Easton. Joe Easton.
Easton, huh?
I thought so.
What are you doing with those stolen cars, Walters?
I can't tell you that, Faraday. Get Easton. Make him tell you. Let me go away now so I can sleep.
Okay, Walters. Have a nice long sleep and pleasant dreams. Come on, Faraday. Let's see to it that Joe Easton has a little nightmare. Here, Faraday. Here's Easton's room right here.
How do you know, Blackie?
I was here once before. Put that stuff down just outside the door here and set it up.
Right.
Okay, set it up and turn it on. Then I'm going in to see Easton.
You're going in? No, I'm going in.
You're coming in after. I've had him alone for 5 minutes.
What am I supposed to do for 5 minutes? Twiddle my thumbs?
No, keep that thing running. Just stand right here, just outside the door, so Easton can't see you. I'll have to leave the door open.
Blackie, sometimes I...
Sometimes you don't understand what I'm doing because I don't have time to explain. But turn on that machine when I turn on the charm for Easton.
All right, Blackie, but...
Here goes.
Come in.
Doc Faraday.
I'm out of sight.
Hello, Easton.
Oh, hello, Blackie.
Easton, I want to have a little talk.
Quiet, fellows. Quiet.
Are all the boys here, Allison?
Yes, Blackie. All the kids that used to come to gym here and a lot that didn't. I really did some rounding up.
You sure did. I'll be ready for them just as soon as I plug in this machine.
Here's a wall plug, Blackie.
Oh, thanks, Mary.
Hey, the gang wants to know what this is all about, Blackie.
I'm just about to tell them what it's about, Bobby. Now, here we are. It's all plugged in. Hey, you want to handle the machine, Mary?
Right, Blackie. You just tell me when you're ready.
I'll be ready in just a minute. Now listen, fellas. Listen. You quit coming here to the gym because Joe Easton told you to. And Joe Easton looked like a tough, brave guy, a hero. That was a mistake, believe me.
Well, what do you mean?
Look, you guys. I know what I'm talking about, and I know Joe Easton. He's no good. He's a crook. And all crooks are yellow. Now, if that's the kind of a man you want for a hero, all right. Go ahead. Suit yourself.
Yeah, who says Joe Easton's yellow, Blackie?
I do, Bobby. And I'm going to prove it to you, too. A little while ago, I had a little chat with your brave friend, Joe Easton. And while I talked to him, Inspector Faraday of the police stood just outside the door with a recording machine, and we made a record of our little chat.
Record?
Put the needle on the record, will you, Mary?
You bet I will. Here it is, on the record.
Quiet, boys. Quiet.
Easton, I want to have a little talk with you.
What if I don't want to talk?
Oh, but I think you do. This is all about you, and you like to talk about yourself, don't you?
What do you want?
I want to know what you do with those stolen cars.
What stolen cars?
There are a lot of things you don't know, Easton, but you do know about those cars. We have your stooge, John Walters, in jail. He admits he's been stealing cars, and he admits he's working for you.
He's lying.
What's the matter, Easton? Are you nervous? Or do you always shake when you have a gun in your hand?
Maybe you better get out of here, Blackie.
I'm not getting out of here until I get something out of you.
The only thing you're going to get is a slug out of this gun.
I doubt that. See what I mean? And now I'll take that gun.
No, you won't.
Come on.
No. Blackie,
put it down.
Stop my wrist. I can't stand. Blackie, stop. Stop.
Drop it. Come on. Drop that gun. That's better.
Let go of me. I dropped the gun. Let go.
All right, I'll let go of you. But you leave that gun on the floor, please. I think Inspector Faraday would like to have it.
What's Faraday want it for?
Because that's the gun that killed a man and wounded a policeman during an attempted car theft yesterday.
No, Blackie, I didn't kill anyone. Honest, I didn't. It wasn't me.
Who was it killed that man and wounded that policeman?
Harry. It was Harry Daniels. He killed him, Blackie. John Wallace was...
Hear that, you guys?
Yeah,
the there's a hero for you.
Harry killed that man.
Harry is his friend, but look how fast he rats on him.
Yeah, well, my men ought to use their guns, but Harry lost his head and John didn't help much. John was in it, too. John and Harry killed that guy. I had nothing to do with it.
That better be the truth, Easton. And now let's have the truth about those stolen cars.
No.
Look, do I have to knock everything out of you, including your teeth? Come on, Easton, or I'll start swinging.
All right, all right. Just don't hit. I'll tell you all about it.
Fast, come on. Where are those cars?
In the bottom of the outer bay.
Bottom of the bay? Why?
Oh, we stole them with their parts, Blackie.
You stole them just for their parts? Not much money in that, is it?
There's plenty if you got volume. We were getting volume on new parts, too.
It's making money on stolen cars the hard way, isn't it?
Maybe it's the hard way, but it doesn't have the risk involved in trying to get rid of a hot car.
Now, fellas, get a load of your hero trying to make a deal.
A cinch rack, nothing to it. I'll touch it for 50%. The boys won't have to know it. I'll just say we're not getting as much for the parts as I thought we would.
Nothing doing, Easton. Come on, you're going to headquarters.
You won't make a deal?
You know better.
Look, Blackie, I've told you the truth about the car. I didn't kill that man or shoot that cop. I swear I didn't. I didn't even steal it.
Listen to this, Bobby, and all you guys who think Easton is a great guy.
You've got to help me get off, Blackie.
Does this sound like a hero?
I want to round them up with the whole gang. I'll even help out.
Save it, Easton, save it. I don't care what happens to you as long as it's bad. Come on.
What if I won't?
Don't make me answer that. It's not polite to talk with my hands.
No, don't hit me. No, don't hit me. No, don't hit me.
Oh, dear, the needle's stuck.
No, don't hit me.
That's all right, Mary. That's enough.
No, don't
turn it off now.
Okay, but...
No, don't hit me.
Well, you guys? Fellas, there's Joe Easton, your hero. There he is. I see a lot of changed faces in here, don't you, Allison?
Yes, Blackie, I do think these boys have a slightly different opinion of Joe Easton than they did a few minutes ago.
Hey, Mr. Allison, can I say something?
Why, certainly, Bobby.
Let me cook, Dad. Let me cook.
What's on your mind, Bobby?
I guess what's on everybody's mind, Blackie. I guess we sort of figured wrong about this Joe Easton.
Yes, Bobby, you did. You all did. Now, look, you guys. Easton looked good to you because he drove a big car and had a lot of money. And he sounded big because he talked big. Well, he wasn't very big when he was backed into a corner, was he? He was yellow, like all crooks are yellow. He didn't have courage enough to make a living like everybody else. No, that was too tough for him. Fine character, wasn't he?
He sure was a rat, Blackie. And we wanted to be like him. Hey, look, gang, there's a swimming meet scheduled for tomorrow. Are we going to be here?
Yeah!
You'll be here to watch it, Blackie?
Why, sure, Bobby. I'll be here, and may the best man win.
Well, all I know is that when you went after Easton, the best man did win. Right, Blackie?
This is Andrea J. Graham, author of the Web Surfer series, oh, and A Madam's Wife. You're listening to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio.
Welcome back. Well, this was definitely another episode that focused on the problem of juvenile delinquencies. And always when you get to these episodes, I applaud the thought behind them. But this one, like the Johnny Dollar episode a few weeks ago, does kind of miss the point of actually being entertaining. The episode tones down a lot of the humor and the rivalry between Blackie and Faraday, with them working more arm in arm. And I think, actually, for my part, this was probably a better episode than the Johnny Dollar episode, but not as well as this could actually be. I remember there was a Nick Carter episode dealing with the juvenile delinquency, but working in an actual mystery that was engaging, but still highlighted and showed concern for the issue. And I'd much prefer that approach myself. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now. Bill has some thoughts regarding episode 2438S, our suspense special, Frightened City. He writes, two things about this episode. I noticed early in the story, Nick refers to his brother as Jimmy Stewart instead of Johnny Stewart. The other actors in the scene quickly corrects him by referring to the brother-in-law by his full name instead of just Johnny. It was not explained how Nick survived the shooting. We know he bought a gun and ammo, but nothing else. We are left to speculate that the killer, I forgot his name, was such a bad shot he missed Nick with all four shots, although he was able to hit and kill Johnny, or Nick was only wounded and played dead, or Nick bought or improvised some type of bulletproof vest. Otherwise, another great episode happened at the end myself. Did he miss? Did somebody else shoot him? It was a little bit vague, and it's surprisingly so because, you know, this was during an era where the show was at a higher standard of production, and so I would expect that to have been, you know, a little bit more plain. You know, radio allows you to use your own imagination, so you could technically fill it in yourself, but I think that is asking a little bit too much of the audience. We should, you know, really have a good idea of the end. So thanks so much for the comment, Bill. I appreciate it. That will do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. Remember, our Patreon campaign, a listener support campaign continues, and your Patreon support is definitely welcome. You can become an ongoing monthly contributor at patreon.greatdetectives.net. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Send your comments to box13, greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off. Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.